Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday, everyone. Big issues, big guest. How refreshing. We have somebody pushing back on another front. Headline, fight back against the woke barbarians. David Thomas Roberts is the founder of Two Times Monuments and twotimesmonuments.org. He's a publisher, author, serial entrepreneur, the CEO of a Houston, Texas area technology firm. And it's a fund to erect double the historical monuments destroyed or removed. David Thomas Roberts joins us in Philadelphia today here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, welcome to Philadelphia.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, tell me so far, how long has this been going on? You founded this nonprofit organization, and what's the result so far?
Well, we founded it about a month ago. We finally got our 501c3 status about a month ago. In the month that we've had it, we've raised almost $1 million.
Wow.
Our objective, obviously, is to erect twice the monuments that have gotten torn down. And when I say torn down, I'm not just talking about the Marxist mobs that are out there doing. I'm also talking about Democratic city councils and mayors that are taking these things out in a cowardly fashion in the middle of the night. And so we're well on our way. And what we're doing with these monuments is we've got private landowners who are going to donate land to put these monuments that we purchase where we can purchase them, or that we recommission. That will grant public access to citizens to go see them on private property.
Do you have one on the drawing boards, one that you think is the focus that you're going to try to replace?
Well, the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond, Virginia is definitely one, but I want to make sure people understand it's not just the Confederate monuments, although that's where this all started. You could go back as far as 2015 after the Dylann Roof murders in Charleston, South Carolina, and we were telling people then, because there started to be some pressure from mayors and city councils to start taking those down. But our stance has always been that it won't stop with Confederate. Once you start that, it won't stop with Confederate monuments. And now you see it's gone on to Christian monuments. It's gone to Christopher Columbus, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. They even defaced blues guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan in Austin. I mean, some of it makes no sense. It's just, you know, a mob type mentality taking these things down. And really, Karl Marx, who's the father of communism, said that people without a heritage are easily persuaded. And we're seeing that in real life played out every day.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let me put my two cents in for Columbus, to be there, because we have quite a battle going on here in Philadelphia. You have no paid staff. 100% of donations go to this effort. That is quite a bit of support. How much would you think, have you priced it, figured it out, it would take to create a monument that you're talking about?
Well, it depends on the size. Obviously, the size depends and whether, yeah, you know, whether it's on a marble pedestal and those kind of things. But a lot of these are not quite as expensive as you might think. Now, the monument that was taken down in Dallas, that the city of Dallas, the Robert E. Lee statue in the Pioneer Park in Dallas that was taken down, sold at auction for $1.3 million. But that monument, something of that size, could be created for about $300,000. And we have artists and sculptors that are standing by for commissions. They can't wait to, obviously, because this is business that they wouldn't ordinarily have, to recreate these. And obviously you can't recreate these identically, but It's going to be the same theme. So if we recommission, for instance, a Christopher Columbus statue, it may not be the artist is going to want to do his own rendition or his own interpretation,
absolutely.
But it'll still be Christopher Columbus, for instance.
And what is
and
your
by the
plan?
Way, the Christopher Columbus statue is the number one statue that's been torn down.
Doesn't surprise me. David, what's your plan to protect then? You said I'm private and all that, but you and I know the mob doesn't respect that. So it's one thing to put the statue up, but that would infuriate them to come after it.
Well, I mean, it's a little. We think it's a little easier to protect monuments on private property because it is private property. You can have security. You can have the type of folks that are stepping up to make their land available have no intention to allow people to come in and destroy it. And the landowners know there's going to have to be a commitment to that. Our goal is to have public access to these, but. At the end of the day, like in the Robert E. Lee situation in Dallas, I participated in that auction. The city of Dallas required you to have a $50,000 bond, and then you had to sign a contract if you were the winning bidder that you would not display that monument in public view within the city limits of Dallas, even though it was on private property.
Oh, God.
To me, it's unconstitutional.
It is. That's got to be, yes. Well, we have something similar to this in Philadelphia going on with Columbus. So where do people go if they want to be part of this or to at least check it out? What's the website?
It's 2xmonuments.org. 2xmonuments. We made it easy. 2xmonuments.org. You can go there and donate. Listen, we're getting donations from $5 to $50,000. Again, we have no paid staff. And what you're going to see, you're not going to see it on the website today, but what you will see in the coming days is a list of cities that we've reached out to that have taken monuments down that don't know what to do with them, trying to purchase those from them. But the truth is, a lot of these cities are letting the mobs take them down because they're doing their job for them. But the Democratic city councils and mayors want them out. It's easier just to let the mob, have the police stand down and let the mob destroy them.
And yeah. Now, do you have a team that might be involved with helping to ransom? Kate Smith has been taken and put in a warehouse in Chester, David, because she offended the sensibilities of the Philadelphia Flyers. That's the one I'd like to release and put somewhere.
Well, that Kate Smith is on our list. We have 284 monuments that have either been torn down or taken out. That's one of the ones that are on there. So we're just going through, and now some of this is somewhat influenced by donors. So if we have a $50,000 donor
sure.
that says, "Hey, I really want you to get that Kate Smith one out of storage," then we would chase that one down. But they're all on our list to get
good.
If they've been taken out to purchase. Now even if we purchase them and we don't have a private place to put them yet, we want to save them.
Sure.
So now. Look at the Virginia Beach, Virginia, took three Confederate monuments out, put them in their sewage and wastewater treatment plant that they know. They know that the chemicals in that treatment facility, especially chlorine, is just terrible for a bronze monument.
Oh, God.
And so that they know this stuff. But here's the one thing I would tell your listeners.
Yes.
That here's what really irks me and got me to get on this case is that of all of the monuments that have been taken down since 2015, including since the George Floyd incident and the ones that it's really picked up steam, there's been not one incident that we can find where the mayor, the city, or the state legislatures have put that to a vote in a referendum to the community.
Exactly.
To say, what do you want? Not one time. Not once.
No, they're afraid of what the result would be. Big time, they
well,
are.
There's a Harris NBC poll that Harvard participated in. Came out 68% of the country supports monuments, even if they're Confederate monuments. So they know what would happen.
They'd go right out. Hey, great luck with this, and please stay in the loop with Dan. We'd love to check back with you in a couple months to see what's happening.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And again, it's 2xmonuments.org.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.